Never.
Can't remember. Joined by our Pro Stock champion this weekend, Greg Anderson. He recorded the 88th win of his career, but perhaps even more impressive, his 8th victory here at Englishtown. Second win of the season for Greg as well. Pretty crazy weekend for you. Fly home to attend your son's high school graduation. Basically, take a day off, for lack of a better term. You don't make any qualifying runs yesterday and show up today and slog your way through it. It was not an easy day.
No, it certainly wasn't an easy day. It was a tough weekend, and you know, for me, I'm sick with this stuff. I hate to think about even missing a run, but my wife kind of explained to me how important it would be for me to be there, and I agreed. And this is the truth. When I left, I told my guys, look, I'll either be back in time for Q4 or you'll probably never see me again. I'll have a gunshot to the head if I don't make it there in time. So everything worked out. We had a little bit of challenge with the airlines, but got there in time, got back here just in the nick of time. Witnessed a really, really cool event. It was a neat deal. They did it on a football field at the high school, and the kids just all had a blast out there. It was a neat atmosphere, neat deal, and definitely brought a tear to my eye. So very glad I was there, and only thing I'm sad about is I missed the party. I missed the party after a while, but this makes up for that. I guess we'll just have to go home and have another party. So neat deal, and I've never actually handed my son one of these Wallys. Got 88 now. This one's absolutely going to him. Congratulations for making his way through high school. He's not an honor student. It's been kind of a struggle for him, but he bared down this year and last year, and he upped his grades, and he made it through no problem, and I'm proud of him. And, you know, some people, school doesn't come real easy, too. He's probably one of them, so very, very proud of him. It's my daughter was – it was a breeze for her, and, you know, she didn't even have to try at it, but he's really had to try, and he did, so – thank the Lord he did, and my hat's off. I'm proud of him. So I'm glad to witness it and glad to come back here and win the Summer Nationals for the 8th time. Pretty cool. This place has been magical for me. I've got a lot of great memories here. Even before I ever, you know, got behind the wheel, coming here with Warren and Kurt running the first 6-second run, you know, when I was on their team. Just a magical place. It's been great all my career, whether I've been working on a car, driving a car, and I don't understand why we race anywhere else around the country. We should just have them all right here.
You and Steve Torrance have the same opinion on that. Yeah. So, okay, let's double back on what you said about your son having to work hard to get through high school. Was this as much work or more than you've had to put in to earn a Wally over the course of the weekend?
It was.
Everybody was working.
It was. This is the first real hot racetrack we've had all year. And this is a great racetrack. You know, when it's cool out, you set world record times. When it's hot out, like it can be, you know, here at Englishtown, you struggle the most to any racetrack because it's just hard to get a hold of that starting line. And you've got good barometric pressure up here. The cars make great power, and then you lose the starting line with the heat. So it's like the worst of both worlds for a pro stock car. So it's very hard to get them hooked up in low gear. And you saw the challenges everybody had today. You know, normally these cars can run 9.96, 0.97 at 60 foot. If you ran 1.01 today, you did a good job. And that's what we were able to do. We were able to do a better job than the rest. And, you know, running 101 and 60 foot. So that's why your final ET was off, because of the 60 foot. But to be able to manage it, you know, the starting line like we did today with my car, we had a little slip first round, and I was there for the taking first round, and I got fortunate to get around Kenny Delco. But after that, the boys did a fantastic job with the race car, and I guarantee you got a hold of the starting line better than any other car out here. And that's the key. It's a neat racetrack that you get both worlds like that. You get the best of everything and you get the worst of everything, and it makes it a real challenge for the drivers, real challenge for the crew. So it ends up being a team, 100% team effort if you win here. So it's probably why I've won 8 times. I've got a great team behind me.
Because you talked about the heat, but the tuning, you had to do a different tuning because of the heat.
Absolutely, positively. It just, you know, I was here on Friday and I got the one run yesterday, but Friday was almost one of those deals where you throw everything you got at the racetrack. You run fast, you throw everything you got at the racetrack, and then it's like change gears completely and completely change the race car. Basically, lift the gas cap up and slide a new race car underneath the thing for heat like we get here today. So you get the best of both worlds, the worst of both worlds, and that's what you want at a racetrack, something that really challenges you. It's like the U.S. Open for golf. It really challenges the golfers. This place really challenges the racers and the crews, and to come out on top, it's a great feeling.
Did you hear from your son since you won, or he doesn't know yet?
I don't know if he knows. He's working this afternoon. He works at Dick's. He sells golf clubs at Dick's, and they can't watch TV, or apparently they can't watch drag races. They got to watch golf tournament during the Dick's Sporting Goods store. So He probably doesn't know yet, but he'll tune in when it's on tonight, and I'll call him when I get back to the trailer. But great kid. He's been great so far. Very blessed to have a son like that. Got a great daughter, got a great son, great wife, great family. So I'm a lucky man. I just wish they were here with me, but certainly more important things back in Charlotte. So we handle both this weekend.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
You're a lucky man. You made an American Airlines flight.
That son of a bitch was